Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 59, and on Thursday, sunny with a high near 77. And in the news for today, in the results from Tuesday's 2022 partisan primary elections, current Democratic Governor Tony Evers will be challenged for the state's leadership position by Tim Michaels, the millionaire businessman who had the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Michaels defeated former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish, who was endorsed by former Vice President Mike Pence. The Michaels campaign pumped more than $12 million from his own construction company, the most a gubernatorial candidate has spent in state history, in a little over 3 months, including millions on television and online ads. Evers, who ran unopposed for the Democratic side, will face Michaels in the November general election. As expected, after most of his challengers withdrew from the race, Mandela Barnes, the current lieutenant governor, won his primary election and will go on to face the current Republican office holder, Ron Johnson, for a seat in the United States Senate. Only in Wisconsin would it be possible for the son of a third-shift auto worker and a public school teacher who grew up on 26th and Locust in Milwaukee to go on to become lieutenant governor and the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, Barnes said in a statement. In other state office races, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney has defeated former state lawmaker Adam Jarkow in the Republican primary for Attorney General, a race where he was far outspent and often attacked for not being conservative enough. Current state District Attorney Democrat Josh Call won his race. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss declared victory in a surprisingly close primary challenge against Donald Trump-endorsed Republican Adam Steen. Steen was endorsed by Trump, who has disparaged Voss for not decertifying the 2020 Wisconsin presidential election. No Democratic opponent will appear on the ballot to face Voss in November. Doug La Follette, who was first elected Secretary of State in 1974, defeated his primary challenger, Alexia Sabor, the Dane County Democratic chairwoman. The Republican candidate, Amy Loudenbeck, who is presently a state assembly, won the Republican side. Regionally, Brad Pfaff emerged from the field of four Democratic candidates for the U.S. 3rd Congressional District office, currently held by outgoing Representative Ron Kind. Pfaff will face right-wing Republican Derek Van Orden, who narrowly lost to Kind in the 2018 election. Nurse Jane Swigum will be the Democratic candidate for the 96th State Assembly, defeating Mark Fritch, who was endorsed by Kind. Current office holder Republican Lauren Oldenburg defended his seat against Holly Otteson Liska. And finally today, Roy Torgerson defeated Scott Berkos in the Republican primary for Vernon County Sheriff. Torgerson will face three other people, Coon Valley Police Chief Philip Welch, Vernon County Sheriff's jailer Janice Turbin, and Joe Keenan, who are running as independents on the ballot in November. Current Sheriff John Spears will be retiring at the end of his term. The Nearly Noon News will be taking a break from reporting and will return next on Thursday, August the 18th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.